Hello and welcome to the red carpet of the Wolford Weekly Third Annual Awards. I'm here joined by my cohort and friend, Ben Andrews.
You're going to be doing that voice the whole time?
Yes, I am, because I'm on the red carpet with all the stars here. There's Kat Slater. There's Mo Slater.
Mo Harris.
There's Jean.
I forgot to say. It's just the Slaters, is it?
There's Kush.
Oh, yeah. What's he wearing tonight?
He's wearing a beautiful black tie ensemble.
What, by the designer Whitney Dean, I think?
All dresses and suits have been designed by Whitney Dean Incorporated.
Makeup by Tiff.
Jumpers by Kathy.
Hair by Lola.
Lovely. I'm not going to do this voice for much longer. I find it quite pretentious. But we are on the red carpet. And who else do we see coming down, getting themselves papped as they walk?
Kate Oates.
Right.
Don't know.
Kate Oates is here. I thought we were sticking to characters.
Oh. Well, Kate Oates is like the god, I guess, of the religion in Wolford.
Okay.
Because she controls everyone's lives.
Right. I feel like you're not getting in the spirit of this.
Shall we just continue? So it was voted for by the listeners. Our listeners, and the millions of votes that we encountered.
It wasn't millions, though, was it?
Hundreds.
It was hundreds.
Which is an improvement on last year.
Yeah. Oh, we've had almost more than double than we had last year. We've had over 650 votes this year from everyone who joined in by clicking on our link on our Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook group. Thank you, everyone who voted. And thank you, everyone who retweeted it as well and encouraged more people to vote too.
All right. So we've got all the finalists that we're going to go through and see who you all picked as your winners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the categories are Best Bitch, Best Newbie, Best Exit, which is the Judith Smith Award, Hero of the Year, Miss Wolford, Mr. Wolford, Best Ensemble Performance, Best Male Performance, and Best Female Performance. So stay tuned to see if yours has been chosen.
Right, so the first one we're going to do is Best Bitch.
Oh, yeah. And bitch can be male or female. Mm-hmm. And it's basically someone who's a bit of an evil, a bit of a wrong'un.
Yeah, a wrong'un in London.
Yeah. Shouldn't be on the square. They don't deserve to even be in the same breath as Sharon Watts or Kathy Bill.
Who could be a bitch one year, but not this year. And who better to present Best Bitch than me, the best bitch on the podcast?
As it's becoming apparent week in, week out.
So what we're going to do, we've got the three sort of finalists here.
They are the three finalists.
Who could have won. Was
the three who got the top votes.
They were. So Mel Owen, Suki Panesar, or Ben Mitchell.
Ooh, out of those three, I would like to see Mel win.
I think Mel would be a good winner because she had the feud, the iconic feud that ended in a death.
Yeah,
own death.
Really good. Exactly.
She went mad. She blackmailed. It was all going on.
She reminded me of Mad May when she tried to burn down the house with a gas filled and a match, and a cigarette.
Did have those vibes.
But Mel just drove into another car and then thought she heard voices.
And a nice nomination for newbie, Suki.
She's not
been there for long. She's had her cardigan stolen. She's a bit cold, faked her illness.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she could be a bitch. And the other one was Ben Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Mitchell's been a consistent bitch really from the moment he came back onto the square. And even though he's got the love of a man trying to guide him and support him, he still just feels
still a bit
misguided
bitchy.
And being a bit bitchy and
villainess.
Yeah, he's like villainess. He's killing Eve. killing Phil.
Right, so are you prepared for the winner?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be prepared, Ben.
Well, the winner of Best Bitch 2020 goes to the lovable rogue, Ben Mitchell. So yes, Ben Mitchell's won. I'm not surprised because the voters got sabotaged by a Ben Mitchell Twitter account.
There was no bias at all in our votes.
No.
At all.
But, you know, quite worthy winner. He's done a lot of bad things. Put a hit out on Billy. Tried to destroy his father.
He's basically destroying Callum one day at a time, hurting Callum every time he does something wrong.
He broke Jay and Ruby up, so you know it was all going on.
He broke them up, and
so he's tart with a heart as well.
He is. But I mean, I think he's deserved of what who there was. I think Mel was a real close second though for me, and I'd like to have seen Mel, especially since it was her final curtain.
Yeah, so dead on screen.
Exactly, she can never return.
She might win some later. There's lots of opportunities.
Fingers crossed. But she won't be winning the next award, which is Best newbie. And this is an award for the character that got introduced this year, our time frame of May 2019 to now. And the nominees are Daniel Cook, Suki Panasel, second nomination for her, and Leo King.
Dead.
Exactly. Well, I was about to say, two of which died.
Oh, yeah, the boat and Daniel. Mm.
So had very short, brief appearances on the show, but Suki's the only one who's still on there.
Yeah, so she's the only one who's alive, so she should win.
Well, I don't know. Daniel had a lovely story with Jean, and it was a nice setup as well when they had that relationship. And his death was, I thought, really, really sweet and timely. And it's led to the story that we have now with Jean, which is her breakdown. So Daniel's, almost the aftermath of Daniel's death has been more prominent than, say, Leo's aftermath, where it's basically had the Benny Hill moment when he ran around the kitchen with Whitney.
Oh yeah, with the knife.
With the knife. And he's died. And now it's all about Whitney now, isn't it? And the kind of fallout of Leo hasn't really touched it anymore.
That's true. Poor Leo.
I think it was a shame with Leo, because I think that they could have had an opportunity there where he could have easily have been a recovering character, say, for instance, like Stuart. I think there was an opportunity there that they could have done that.
Oh, I don't know. No. He had a good exit, I feel.
Oh, he had a great exit.
Whether he was the most popular newbie or not, who knows?
Well, and finally, obviously, Suki Panasar, she got introduced was the beginning of this year, end of last year.
The saviour of the Panasar.
Well, absolutely. They finally introduced the Panasar family member, which we could actually sink our teeth into and invest in. And she's actually made some of the other ones, when working together, feel a bit better.
Yeah, a bit more bearable.
Yeah.
Like not Karit. All of them, but some of them.
Karit was easy on the eye, but not so much on the plot. But now now he's with his mum. There's a dynamic there, and I can see a story carrying out with them. Anyway, the winner of Best Newbie of the Wolford Weekly Third Annual 2020 Awards is... It's Daniel Cook.
Really?
Yes, Daniel Cook won. I'm not surprised at all.
I am.
But I think he's played by a guy who everyone loves, Adrian Emerson.
That's true.
He's a great, great actor. I'm a comedian. But also his story, I thought it was a really nice, neat story. Like he came, he came back again. Yeah, and then went again. And his and Jean's relationship was like, it was born from frustration of the illness that they both had. And
that's true.
I just thought it was a nice
and his
story.
Character, his character did get better, not worse as well. Like, the last act of his story was actually really quite sweet. He's won an award.
Congratulations, Daniel. Congratulations.
So everyone's favourite newbie is dead. Right, so the third award is for Best Exit.
Oh.
Now, we've already covered three people dead already, but the final three for this were Dennis Rickman, sadly drowned on the boat.
Mm-hmm. But whose fault was it? Still not the wiser.
Phil's. Daniel Cook.
Oh, could he win a double? Best entrance and best exit.
He died on Arthur's bench. Or Mel Owen, who was part of the most fabulous stunt I've ever seen on British TV.
And folk and Zoom of Sharon. Mm-hmm. We must credit Mel for that beautiful Zoom as well, from one to the next.
Exactly. So, I mean, three very good exits, three different exits as well. Because Mel's was trying to reveal her revenge and reveal the secret affair. She got killed before she could.
Yeah.
Daniel's, who died of an illness. So no fault to anyone, but that was like a very sad exit. And then obviously Denny, who died on the boat sinking with the big week.
That was the big week. That was the legacy character dying, and it's going to have repercussions for years to come.
The death of EastEnders, some might say. So my goodness. I mean, I don't know who I could choose from these three.
I mean, for me, it'd be Mel again. I just think it was such a shame that they had to kill her off anyway. But that's had, for me, more of an impact than the other three.
Yeah, it has.
The other two, sorry.
I mean, all of them had off-screen funerals.
Yes, well, that's for another time. That's for us to discuss another time.
But yeah, I mean, any of them could win for me. But do you want to know who the public voted as the winner?
For the Julia Smith Award.
The best exit of 2020.
Julia Smith Award.
The Julia Smith Award.
Need to hammer this home.
Was Dennis Rickman. Ah, Denny.
Okay. I can see why, because it was quite a shock.
And lots of people disagreed with it, I guess. So
yeah.
They might have been voting in anger.
Well, they might be voting out of sympathy as well for poor Blue, because he kind of lost a job there.
He did. But he joined Instagram afterwards.
Well, he went to Las Vegas. Didn't he? He took photographs of himself on Instagram, got some new headshots. Win-win. He's on it.
So, Denny, who was obviously on anniversary week and got locked locked in. Ian helped him. There's a tidal wave. They got swept out of the boat. And then Ian survived, but well, Dennis didn't.
Ian locked him in the cabin in the first place because he was meant to be teaching him a lesson. And that
lesson was taught.
I don't think I've said this to you, but I had a dream a couple of nights ago that I dreamt that they did a scene of EastEnders where Sharon saw Denny's ghost at the end of her bed.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is a scene one day.
Right, next category, and it's Hero of the Year. This is any character, yet again, who has really stood up to the plate and shown courage against adversity.
Ooh,
yes.
This is very rare. Who's in this then?
Well, the top three are Mick Carter,
right,
Kush Kasimi,
yep,
and Callum Halfway Highway.
So what makes them heroes? I can see Kush straight away, because he's saving the Slater family.
Kush is saving the Slaters. He's looking after Martin. He's literally...
No affairs, no murders.
No, looking after people. He drops in, helps people out, mm-hmm. drops out again. Doesn't want to thank you.
Looked
after Whitney with Leo. Still has time to look after his stall. Looks after...
And his body. Yeah. still finds time to work out. No one knows how.
Doesn't encroach on Shrimpy to keep getting him to look after his stall for him. He's now committed to that stall because he quit his job at the nightclub. No longer as a door. A job now Martin has taken up. So I can see, I get Kush too. Mick, he obviously saved Linda this year.
Oh yeah,
from herself and her alcoholism. Yeah. So that was quite a big story.
Well, suffering
him.
With his own stuff. He's a good dad to Ollie.
Good dad to Ollie. He's had the anxiety attacks, but is fighting through it, showing that he can breathe through a brown paper bag successfully. And
him and Lee as well had that bit at Christmas where they talked about Lee's attempted suicide and depression, and he apologised. So yeah, okay, hero.
Mended a bridge, and then Callum Highway. I mean. He's a
general hero.
Just a general hero. He's a bit like Kush, isn't he? He kind of drops in, helps out. He's helped Whitney out this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's helped, well, tried to help Ben on consistent occasions.
Desperately.
Yeah. He's had a few heart-to-hearts with Phil now as well.
He got his job as an undertaker for helping everyone and being so kind-hearted. Mm-hmm. He's now a policeman trying to help the world.
I mean, police officers, you know, deserve applause as well. They help the world out and get things to go in. So yeah, each one of them deservedly so.
Mm.
But which one deserved it the most?
Kush. It's my option.
Kush would be mine too.
He has to be a little hero.
However, do our listeners agree? The winner of Hero of the Year is... Callum Highway.
Of course.
Callum Highway.
That's fine. I'll accept.
Yeah.
I'll accept Callum.
That was a strong category as well, to be fair. All three of them, I think, deserved that win. I mean, in other categories, I've
all men as well.
I was surprised by that as well. I wondered if we did a heroine of the year, but I mean, hero for me is...
Could be anyone.
Male, female.
Yeah.
Anything you like.
I mean, there's all, of course, the next award, Miss Wolford.
Yes, right.
Which is just all round general best woman.
It's not a beauty pageant, Miss Wolford. We want to clear that up right away because we did get a couple of people who were a bit upset by us using Miss Wolford. We did show them that we also had a Mr. Wolford category.
It's not sexiest female.
But it's not sexiest female. It's the strong character, strong female
all
character.
Round.
All
yeah.
round, absolutely. Because don't forget, these are all being voted on the character. We do the actor categories at the end.
Mm.
So these are all based on the strong female character. And my goodness, we've got three strong ones
in the
top three.
We've got our Kathy Beale.
Oh, every time you say her name, my heart skips a beat.
We've got Whitney Dean, because she's had a big year.
Yes.
And Sharon Mitchell, who's also had a big year. She fronted Christmas. She's fronting the anniversary week. She's doing all sorts. So three very strong contenders here.
It was nice to see Sharon Mitchell being in the forefront as well, again. I mean, you know, we had last year Shianu, where I think it started around about this time last year. So I can't remember if we discussed it in the last awards, but it certainly was, I think it's well underway by the end of last year.
Mm.
And again, like I say, having Sharon as a main character again was fantastic. It was one of the shining moments of the York Oates Sen
crossover
era.
Yeah,
the kind of crossover there. Mm. I mean, York started it.
Yeah.
Gave the baton to Oates, and she took that baton and ran with it.
Yeah, it went with the Mitchells. And obviously, Kathy Beale's part of the Mitchells, kind of.
She is. I mean, Kathy...
And she had a good... I mean, she had a good year, because they haven't given her, like, a massive storyline.
No.
But she's been there. She's been getting drunk when she needs to get drunk.
She's been shouting. A lot drunk, to be fair.
She's been shouting at people when she's needed to. She's been... Handing grandmother out, when she's one needed to be.
Handed out drugs to Rainey, just to prove a point.
She opened a gay club.
for her, yeah, for her, her son to get find a boyfriend. Yeah. And now has nothing to do with it anymore. Just lets other people run it for her.
She's brought the bills back.
She's helped Bobby.
Yeah, she's brought Peter home.
Yes.
So, you know, our Kath, she's there building up the bills for us. And obviously Whitney's just had the year from hell, but she's still here. She's not broken.
Yet.
She's still standing strong.
She's fragile, though, and I don't think it's going to take her long to fall apart.
So they have thrown everything at Whitney.
Oh, really?
She's had Leo. She's had the whole stuff with Leo's dad coming back. She's had Leo's mum kidnap her. She's had alopecia. She's murdered someone by accident. She's been arrested. She's got court cases.
Stalked by a man staring at her through a hole in the attic.
Yeah, hunger strikes.
Oh, yeah. She had to listen to Hole Again by an atomic kitten. I mean, that's enough to tear anyone apart.
But she survived. So that's why they're in our Miss Wolford top three. Very well done. But there's only one winner. And that winner is, marginally, I might say, it's very close, was our Whitney Dean, was our winner of Miss Wolford.
Congratulations.
The survivor.
Yes, she is Wolford. A survivor. She is a survivor. Never has that song been more apt for one character.
No, that's the song that she needs to listen to next.
Yeah. An independent woman. Lovely. So obviously, if there's a Miss Wolford, there has to be a Mr. Wolford. They have to have the crown and a scepter and stand on that stage and smile with beaming white teeth. But who was nominated for Mr. Wolford this year? Well, of course, there's the top three, who was Keegan Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Callum Highway.
Lovely.
And Kush Kazemi.
Lovely. All three lovely.
All three lovely.
Mm. I mean, all three of them have had good years, haven't they? Mm. Keegan's had a real big storyline. Kush has been getting involved with everyone. Callum's, you know, went to his first pride, cried, come out, nearly got married, then didn't get married, then had a boyfriend, told his dad where to go. Mm-hmm. It's all going on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you say, they've all had a great year. Keegan's had probably a more of a emotional year, say, and been a lot more kind of like impactful, perhaps. Obviously, Callum and Ben, Ballum, everyone loves the Ballum. It's a hashtag. It trends every time it's used. And and it's fun to see their story progress. Mm. Even though it's not so much of the kind of them being together a couple and more of that Ben's a gangster and Callum doesn't really approve of it and likes to have a...
Yeah, well, Ben's not Mr. Wolford. Callum is.
We don't know that yet.
Well, no, but like nominated, I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Ben's not there.
Ben wasn't even nominated in the top three.
No, exactly. So there.
And I think we've made our point known about how great Kush has been this year. Mm-hmm. He's an honorary Slater.
He's a big shoulder to cry on.
He has been. And he saved the Slaters for me. If there was an award for saving the Slaters, Kush would be there, front row centre.
Yeah.
But there isn't, sadly. But there is an award for Mr. Wolford. And the winner for Mr. Wolford is... Callum Highway. That's his second win.
My goodness.
Two wins.
Who do you think he is? Adele?
Oh, if only he was here to accept his award, but sadly we have to post it off to him.
Well, Halfway's Hat will send it off to him. He'll deliver it to him.
He should have got Halfway's Hat to we should have got in
he's
touch
busy.
With Halfway's Hat.
He's busy.
Is he? He wasn't able to do
he's on vacation.
But of course, for all the points we've mentioned already, Callum, and to a certain degree, Ben as well, have really been strong again for another year on EastEnders.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the next award is Best Ensemble Performance. So this is a little group of characters who've had a good scene together.
Mm, I mean,
a good storyline together.
This year, when I was collecting up all the nominations, normally I narrowed them all down to, I think I narrowed them all down to 8. But for this category, I couldn't narrow it down to any more than 12.
12?
So there was 12 different choices. Because there's been so many moments this year on EastEnders. Mm. There's not been, if we have to be honest, there's not been any long stories this year which we can say of note particularly. But there's been lots of moments this year. So a lot of short stories which have been impactful, short and sweet. Mm. And though that's maybe could be considered a bit of a criticism for the soap, at the same time, at least they're sticking in our mind and they're still exciting to talk about now.
They are. But there's 12, but there's been narrowed down to 3.
Ugh.
So what you couldn't do, everyone else could.
They did for me. They can do my job for me, it's fine.
We have Boat Week, which is just the whole cast in general.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Chantel. She wasn't there.
She was
or Bernie. Can't remember. There was a few that weren't there, but pretty much 90% of the cast.
Tina was there though.
She was for her one performance.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's alcoholism storyline, which is obviously Linda, Mick, Shirley, Tina, Phil sort of people, and Callum's truth, which is an odd name. Well, is that one of yours?
It was when Callum basically
accepted
his sexuality and admitted it to Whitney on their wedding day.
Right, so like the wedding,
the build up to the wedding, the playground scene. I think I Smell Queer happened just before this, so it happened last year on our awards.
Right.
But yeah, in the park when they had their first... and yeah, and the build up to that point, up to the wedding, which was
and the wedding was amazing,
and the running as well. Callum's run,
yeah,
it's only been surpassed by Phil this week when he did his run. Boat week, that was a huge week, the 35th anniversary for the soap. And
four episodes over the same 24-hour period.
Yep. So we kept going back to the beginning, and then at the very end we saw it. And the one time when Ben will admit is the exception to the rule, when music actually played a good part. In the episode, when Whitney admitted that she had murdered Leo Denny's, in the kitchen.
Denny's body was there.
Yeah. I mean, that scene...
Patrick had a silver coat on.
Yeah, everyone seemed really concerned. No one seemed concerned about Patrick, did they? Like, Denise was like... It was like that scene when Moe's... He's like, oh, Barney. it was like that scene again when Denise was worried. But yeah, that scene on the dock will always stick in my mind for me as one of the best scenes in modern day EastEnders has ever done.
It was very good.
And it was off the square, which also made it doubly as fun.
Linda's alcoholism as well.
I suppose that could be part of Boat Week as well, but it kind of built up.
It did have its own Christmas issues, yeah. And she had her own episode dedicated to her. And
again, a very good episode in the modern era when it was the New Year's Eve episode when you saw the party at Karen's house and how it kind of spilled over. She was dancing with Denise, smoking with Denise, doing everything with Denise. And then Denise kind of dumped her and then she ended up getting a lot of trouble.
She got a hotel, motel, and it was just,
a very kebab.
Good. Oh, yeah. Mm. A cone on her head. Right, so the winner is... Of course, Callum's Truth.
Oh.
Which was Callum's coming out story.
Mm. It was a great story.
It was. It was like the height of summer.
It really was. And again, it lasted. It was a long story arc. It had a very pleasing ending for me because then it was when Siege Week began.
Oh, yeah, with Hunter.
So it kind of tied up very nicely at the end. And it was nice to see Whitney kind of accepting it as well. There's no kind of animosity between them.
Yeah, it was nice.
Which could have been a very easy story for them to write, but they didn't do that. Mm. And I understand what it was. But I think I'm a little disappointed that Boat Week didn't get the credit for this.
Yeah, because that was very good.
And it was a proper, for me, ensemble, all the cast, were bar one or two, were in it. And for me, that's an ensemble piece.
And the production of it was amazing. But fantastic. Siege Week was also like the wedding. That was a really good set of episodes too.
Absolutely.
So it was only one winner.
I told you it was hard to narrow down. 12 different nominations. Right, so now we've done the characters, we've done the stories. We're now doing the actors and the actresses for the last two categories of our awards. Starting off with Best Male Performance. So this time we asked you to vote for the actors, and the top three we had Max Bowden,
Ben Mitchell,
Tony Clay,
Callum Highway.
So the vote was split. That's dangerous grounds. And Steve McFadden.
Oh, Phil slipped in.
He said Sharon. I don't know. It's interesting if Max and Tony, obviously Callum and Ben, were both in the top.
Yeah, who's favourite?
It's interesting, isn't it? That could really split a vote.
Mm. And we've got Steve McFadden's 30 years on the show this year. So he's done 30 year anniversary for him. So it's nice that he's there.
It was nice to see him back as well on form. I mean, it's starting to show that a feel that I don't like is beginning to start showing his ugly head again. But for most of the year, it was nice to see him being a little bit having animosity toward Keanu, finding out about the affair with Sharon. Mm. You saw the Mitchell side of him come out again when you started to see the grandpa feel, when you and I predicted that he was going to start becoming this old man who sat and gave out sage advice to like his children.
But he had some really nice scenes with Max Bowden as well, like quite a few this year of them on the kitchen table.
Not Dr. Kitchen Table.
No, but talking over the kitchen table. Yeah. But they're like the best scenes of Ben and Phil, aren't they?
I completely agree with you. The scenes between Max Bowden and Steve McFadden are fantastic. And every time there's a scene between them, I just gush about them on the podcast. So it's a shame there's not a category for best duo, maybe, or best couple.
Steve and Ben.
A couple
Phil
could
and
be,
Ben.
A couple could be...
Yeah.
Two characters that were
sisters.
Best two-hander, best two-hander scene.
And Tony Clay as well did some great stuff because we had those bits where we found out he kind of had a relationship with that person in the army.
Mm.
And we had him going to that funeral and not being able to tell anyone. So that was some really good scenes.
I forget about that. Yeah, because he had that relationship and
his
guy who died's sister knew. And so gave him that book, was it? Letters to Callum.
It's very sweet.
And Whitney found the letters, but Callum kind of just wrote them off. And was like, oh yeah, we were just really close friends.
Yeah, so that was a really sweet moment. He had some really good scenes. And with his dad as well, and his brother. So yeah.
Whose dad, who I would like to see come back, as I've mentioned out loud a few times. But we shall see. Anyway, winner of Best Male Performance for the 2020 Wolford Weekly Awards is... it's Max Bowden. He won.
Ben Mitchell.
Yep. Ben trumped Callum. And not for the first time. Yeah, so I think this is the second, also the second award for, well, Ben Mitchell, if you were going to do it that way, but Max Bowden as well. So yeah, well done, Max.
Thank goodness. Well deserved. He's had a lot of, he was a new character, Max Bowden. He came into the show and he's been in it a lot. He's had a lot of, his life must have changed over being in EastEnders because he has been in like the most episodes. Yeah. He's had a lot of dialogue. He's had a lot of heavy scenes. So.
And there was a lot of questions.
He worked hard for it.
Very much so. And there was a lot of questions about Max Bowden taking over the role because the previous Ben, a lot of people loved.
It was only like 8 months since he'd been recast.
He's
won everyone over, hasn't he?
He's won me over.
Right, so the final award is Best Female Performance. So our top three nominations are Gillian Wright. Who does she play?
She plays Jean.
That's correct. Don't confident there. She plays Jean Slater.
Sorry, I was put on the spot because I was doing something else while you asked.
Shona McGarthy, who does she play?
She plays Whitney.
That's correct. Whitney Dean. And Kelly Bright.
She plays Linda Carter.
She does, that's correct. I mean, again, three very powerful performances here. Because we obviously had the Jean cancer storyline running through the year.
And there was almost a Jean week as well when Sean came back.
Oh, yeah.
You mustn't forget about that. That
when she went to the caravan. Mm-hmm, she had all lots of... And top of the O2.
Yeah, yeah. The bad audio.
But she dubbed it with good acting, which is very difficult to do, Kathy.
Absolutely.
It's
our breakfast.
We've got Whitney, which we've talked about loads, about her hectic year that she's had.
Yeah, she's been nominated a lot, so I don't think we need to reiterate any more about Whitney.
No, and Linda, who's she's a great actress, and Linda's had a few quiet years, but she's not really been the front of any of her storylines, and then this year they really gave her some real decent material.
You say she's had a quiet year. Don't forget, only a year previous, or a year and a half, two previous, she was doing the big story with Stuart and Mick being put in prison, and she was
but that wasn't her story, but this
it
has
wasn't
been
her story,
story.
But my God, she took it. And you're absolutely right. Kelly Bright deserved a story of her own, and we were a bit dubious about the alcoholism story, and there were times when we were a bit, but actually,
but Kelly her
Bright
performance
pulled it
never...
off.
She never gave a bad performance.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Which is what you need in these soaps sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes, an actor has to basically take a script and make it their own. And I think Kelly really did. And it was really interesting. And we talked about this on the podcast when she was discussing how she made a story up in her own head that she's always been brought up in pubs. And she,
dad's always drunk and she's already seen her dad drink. Yeah.
And so it made sense for her to have this kind of gradual alcoholism kind of creep into her. So absolutely. Yeah. I just want to say about Gillian Wright and Jean, I think she played an absolute blinder also this year. She played the cancer storyline, a cancer storyline which I'm not writing off as being boring, but has been done before, and so you could sometimes argue that, where do you play it this time? I think it was played perfectly because it included Sean, and you then included his depression and him realizing that he now has mental illnesses too, and so he's checked himself
Roxy was on the credits. Roxy Mitchell was on the credits of one episode.
Well, because she did a voicemail. I mean, anything that brings Roxy back to do a voicemail is good enough for me to win. And just everything about Jean's performance, and then to have the Daniel story to kind of cap it off as well. I think really, and I thought Adrian Emerson and Gillian Wright really worked well together, and it was such a shame that they did that with Adrian Emerson.
But they did it,
they had the confidence to do it, and they pulled it off perfectly. And I'm now on board, even though again it's a story that they've done before with Jean, but I am on board with her coming off her meds, inverted commas, story too. And I'm really interested to see where that road takes us.
Right, so you ready for the final award of the night?
100%.
Everyone's drunk in the audience now, so you've got to be quick. The winner is Kelly Bright.
Oh, fantastic.
With best performance. So there you go.
That actually surprises me.
But really... it's good, though, because she deserves it.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
She's taken her Anita Dobson, Angie, her reference points that she was using, and she did it all her own.
Yep. Completely did it her own. And, surprising win, but for me, deserved win. So congratulations.
Or any of them could have won, and it would have been deserving, but there can only be one winner.
Absolutely.
There's no ties in this place.
Well, there we go then. So did that fill your Soap Awards gap this year? The hole that they left empty?
Yes, because there wasn't any this year. There wasn't. So we've done it.
We normally coincide. We don't. Yeah, absolutely. Bigger budget as well. You should actually see the auditorium we're in right now. It's got red velvet curtains and we've got chandeliers falling from the... Ben's wearing his best droopy earrings and his sparkling red dress.
We invited Hayley Slater again to pick up Cherry, but she hasn't replied.
I know. I mean, what are we going to do with Cherry? She's just sat in the corner just gargling. I don't really know what to do with her. But anyway, this normally coincides with the Soap Awards, but unfortunately this year it didn't.
No.
But hopefully next year, in 2021, we can then have a full Soap Awards one like we did last year.
Yep.
But thank you for everyone who voted. Honestly, we do it as a kind of a bit of a fun, a bit of a joke. And the fact that you all join in and rode the train with us and voted is really an honour. And so thank you again for voting. But let us know if you disagree with what you all thought was the right answers. Or agree indeed. You can get us in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram at Wolford Weekly. Find us on our Facebook group, just search Wolford Weekly Podcast, and you can search Wolford Weekly Podcast on our YouTube channel, where we have brand new videos every week. And so, thank you again for joining us. And...
yes, we're off to the after party now,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a few words to say to the producers.